Tuesday. Everybody's been busy, huh?
Good to be back in Arizona.
It is. Sure is. A lot warmer than when we were here before. About like 40 degrees warmer, right? That's nice. It's good memories. Yeah, working on that.
Look, what about the decision that went into Rivas not being back?
Sorry?
What went into the decision with Rivas not being back?
It's an NFL free agency.
I understand that, but
like that in the NFL, there's team players leave teams and go to teams and then in free agency every year. Like, that's not a big story.
You guys did have the option to pick up his option and keep him out of free agency, of course, too. How was that ever a consideration? Or was it just too onerous?
It's NFL free agency. Do what we think's best for our football team.
Bill, is there anything different this year about the offseason in terms of free agency and what teams in your division try to do every year to try and arm up to beat the Patriots? Is this a little bit different from your thinking this year?
I mean, every year's different. It's a little bit later start, but that's a good thing.
How much will it change the way you play defense, not having Rivas to just lock down on the receiver?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Signing Jabal Sheer, what do you see from him that is attractive to the possible work in your scheme?
In the circles, he's been a productive player.
Was an end of the line guy? Could he possibly be more than
that? See how it goes.
You mentioned the season going as far as it did. Do you feel like you're at a point now where you're kind of caught up?
I don't think you feel caught up. A lot of guys in the draft, free agency, things on our team. Season program, OTAs, training camp. Just get on a treadmill and start running. Speed turns up. Try to keep up.
You expect out of Todd Bowles' defense, I don't know if you caught much of what he did a few years in Arizona, but very complicated schemes. There was a lot of blitzes. Curious to see what kind of defense that team brings out here.
Yeah, right now we're really focused on our team.
Bill, what about Vince Wilfork? Obviously a guy who has been a part of your program and had an important role for so long. What are your thoughts about his departure and what he meant?
Jared, I released a pretty comprehensive statement about him, so I think that pretty much covered it.
How do you make up for the void?
Best team out there we can. Same as they always do.
What do you like about Scott Chandler?
A productive player. We certainly have a lot of trouble with him. See.
Bradley Fletcher,
Hollywood. See how it goes. Competition. See how the competition turns out. I don't know.
Fletcher got stood up in the spring practice.
It's been in the league 6 years. So,
so can you talk about the contribution that Rivas did make to you winning the championship last
year? And I talk about him at length.
And Fletcher, though.
I'll talk about the players that are on our team.
Fletcher, pretty scheme versatile. Like, have you seen him play press man, zone?
We'll see. Look, he hasn't played in our system, so we'll see how it goes.
Does it look like he might have the flexibility to do different things if he's done it before? I mean, I don't know how they use him.
We haven't had him in our system. We'll see how it goes.
Important is to keep Gordy.
Love Gordy. Drafted him in the first round. He's been a good player for us. It's great to have him.
How concerned were you? Is there a point where you thought that there was a good chance that might not happen?
What's that?
That you might not be back?
It's NFL free agents. Players that aren't under contract aren't under contract until they're signed. So, same business every year.
Bill, you have another rule proposal regarding instant replay.
Same as last year.
Right. Are you any more confident that it'll get more momentum this year?
Let the membership decide on it. I don't know.
Have you gotten any feedback from other coaches or people?
I'm really looking for any.
Any sense on if the funds from the bake sale have come in enough to get the cameras from the boundary line?
Yeah, it's disappointing to hear that we can't afford that as a league.
Has that been the main resistance against that one, the cost?
They brought that up as a concern, so it's kind of surprising to hear that.
Doesn't that sound sort of like an unacceptable excuse? I mean, to not have the funds to begin with. I mean, I know Ron Brown said something that you can improve, the league can improve the quality of the game, and money shouldn't really be an issue.
Yeah. I should talk to other people about that, people on the competition committee and so forth. I don't know.
Do you have any thoughts on it? The extra point rule potential change, what moving a 2-point conversion or closer extra point out?
Yeah, we made a proposal on that last year, and the same proposal is on the table this year, so that's what our thoughts are.
It seems like that has a little momentum, that has a chance.
I have to talk to the other 31 teams on it. Our proposal is the same as it was last year.
I'm trying to come up with a way to ask about Brandon Brown, but it's not going to get him. That's NFL free agency. Can you help me with that?
Not really.
Is his skill set one that has to be uniquely used because of his size? And, you know, if you're not going to play a certain scheme, that's what I least suspect. Okay.
You should ask Sean and the Saints about that. It's not on our team.
All right.
What do you lose with Shane Vereen leaving? And is that something you were able to replace?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes.
What is it?
We had a number of players at that position. Let's see how, let them compete and see how it turns out.
What is it that he brought to you guys?
I've talked about Shane a number of times. Again, that's, I think you should talk to Tom and Jerry and the Giants about it.
The stable cornerbacks you have now, you feel confident that's what you're
going
to go into the season with, or is there still time to add to the roster?
Yeah, we had players on our roster last year in the middle of the season. If there's any games scheduled anytime soon.
Envision having an open competition for this starting
quarterback? Competition at every position every year. No different than any other year.
What you and Tom have been able to accomplish together in the last 15 years?
No, not really. I think that's been talked about ad nauseum 2 weeks in the Super Bowl. Right now, I'm really trying to concentrate on building our team for the 2015 season.
Is keeping players hungry and motivated after a Super Bowl championship maybe one of your toughest challenges in this offseason?
I don't know. We'll see.
Are you surprised to see Rex land in Buffalo, though?
Really, at that point in time, I was kind of concentrating on our team, competing in the playoffs against Baltimore, Indianapolis, and Seattle. can't really worry about the other teams in the league.
What drew you to Cadet from New Orleans? Sort of interesting guy in terms of he was not, hasn't played that much given their depth that they had. So I'm thinking maybe
there was some past
38. But in terms of 3 years, I think he's played well. A little over 200 points, I think.
Yeah. Let him keep our lower backs and see how it goes. I don't know.
What do you see from him? What's his skill set, his traits? That, was it the pass, specifically the pass catching? Is there more there?
We'll see how they fit in with our system and the other backs he's competing against.
How much of that is going back to the college when he was coming out of Appalachian State versus what you see in the NFL?
Some college, some pro. Is what it is. Preseason.
It's true too. Preseason.
When you're building toward the upcoming season like you are this year right now, do you do it again at this point on the calendar? Do you do it with a specific scheme in mind, defensively, offensively, whatever? Or do you do it with, all right, try to amass the players at this point, and then as you get closer to camp, you kind of want to let their strengths dictate the type of scheme you want to have?
Well, I think we have a fairly wide foundation of scheme that we've built up over the last 15 years in all three phases of the game. We don't have our complete roster at this point for training camp, so I don't even know who's on the team fully. We'll teach everybody the basics of the system. At some point, we'll modify that a little bit one way or the other. I don't know. And then as we get into game plan weeks, we'll specifically tailor it to the team that we're playing. Pretty much the way we've always done it. I don't see that fundamentally changing.
Are you anxious to get final resolution on the ball this year?
Yeah, I talked to the league about that.
Have you been provided a timetable?
Talked to the league about that. I don't know anything about it.
Bill, a lot of front offices are structured in different ways. What has been beneficial about the way that this one is structured, where you have final say over personnel?
I have a lot of great people working with me in our organization. Starting at the top with Mr. Crabb, our coaching staff, scouting staff, Nick, and many other support people. So, collectively, that's how we try to do things. I'm sure we can always improve it.
What was the learning curve like when you first assumed those added responsibilities?
What added responsibilities?
In terms of having more say over who's on the roster and who's not, I would imagine that the workload increases along with that, the responsibilities increase.
I don't know.
I'm probably generalizing, but when I look at a player like Shear, just from what I know about, which is limited, and Ninkovich, maybe Hightower, Collins, is there a desire on your part to find guys who are really, really versatile instead of specializing in one thing? And I know you've always kind of been that way, but Shear, another one in that line, is it similar to any of those guys? Or where are they different?
Again, I haven't coached Shear, so I don't know.
To rephrase that, is it important to have guys who are almost interchangeable up front? And whether it's Akeem and Chandler Jones, the way they were interchangeable a little bit on the edge last year, or Rob and Dante Hightower, just an ability for all guys to do different things so that nobody knows who's coming is great.
I mean, look, you can't manufacture player skills. You can work on them and maybe try to improve them, but at some point, player skill set is what it is. And then you figure out the best way to use it within your system with the other players on your team, the opponent that you're playing. So,
I have another question about as you guys have been a nickel and dime more and more over the last few years, and the league is generally starting to look that way. I don't know if this is an observation that's correct or not, but you all seem a lot offensively bigger backs than maybe you had 8 years ago, two very big tight ends. Is that a matter of trying to build an offense as the league is starting to head in a different direction with the type of personnel they'll have on the field defensively, or make it too much out of it?
To some degree, you can't really control all the players that are available. If a player can help you in your system, then put him into your system. Use his skills. They had big guys, they had little guys, they had in-between guys.
If you could roll out there with Chandler Gronkowski on the backfield, and there's just not that many big teams out there around, unless it's big offensive teams. Teams seem to be getting smaller and more spread. I guess it's just the one observation.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe it'll turn out that way. Maybe it won't. I don't know.
I'm in Green Bay, and Mike's going to Green Bay. Last year he changed his practice schedule significantly. This year he's giving play calling. I'm wondering, as a long-tenured coach, how do you walk the line between continuing to do what you believe in and yet making changes where you trying to figure out the balance there? I would think that that would be a challenge when you've done it for a long time.
First of all, I'd say Mike's one of the best coaches in the league, one of the best coaches I've ever gone up against. Sure, whatever he's doing is the right thing. I have a lot of respect for him. Sure, whatever decisions he's making for the Green Bay Packers are good ones and ones that he thinks are right. So, I personally wouldn't question anything that he does.
I'm not second guessing.
No, I'm just telling you, that's what I think.
Yeah.
And I'd say, since I've been with the Patriots, even going back to Cleveland, times that I've met daily with the offense, times that I've met daily with the defense, times when I meet with the quarterbacks, times when I meet with the special teams, it's not the same every year, it's not the same every week, so do what I feel like is best for our football team. I'm sure that's what Mike's does. Whatever that is. I don't even know what that, whatever it is. So that's the way I look at it.
We know you've been active last month getting caught up on the draft prospect, visiting campuses, and starting an SEC Network one day, actually running the drills at the Auburn Pro Day. After all these years in the league, how much do you still enjoy that process?
It's a necessary process, and it's good. There's a lot of good football players at many of those schools I was at, and many other ones I didn't get to.
Is it hard for you to still have the same energy to, especially after just winning a Super Bowl and having a long season?
How do you feel about seeing your special team staff and losing Scotty and Gerald and bringing in?
Good. Great. Anytime you hire a new coach onto a veteran staff or a staff that's been together, there's always some form of integrating into that group or that system. So, done it with many other coaches. Did it with Joe Judge 3 years ago. So, day by day, no shortcut, no magic wand. Just grind it out day by day. Ray's a hard worker, got a lot of experience in special teams. Joe's worked hand in hand with Scott for 3 years. So, Scott's had a great career. I mean, nobody's done more for the game and special teams than he has on a number of levels. So, I certainly appreciate everything that he's done. I've learned an awful lot from him. We were together for 5 years in Cleveland, and he's brought a lot to our football program.
Much do you appreciate that he's still around helping in a different role, and almost put Dante in the same category that you have the ability to reach out to those guys.
Yeah, Scott's been a huge part of the transition at that on the special teams phase with Joe and Ray, and just as our calendar evolves. So he's been a huge help.
Why was he so good at that, as being an innovator? Because it's always, it seems like a part of the game that's always changing in terms of rule changes, and you have to adapt. Some of the things he made him such a good coach.
Scott's creative, he's aggressive, he's not afraid to make a decision, make conviction, go with it. He's a great teacher. Really does everything well, personnel, scheme, technique. He's a great coach.
Was last year one of your best special team seasons? I know there's different ways to measure it, but the number of games you had impact on
season. Yeah, they were certainly a big factor in a lot of games. I don't know, Rick, you know, Rick does that measurement of special teams. I mean, I'm not saying that's the ultimate, but it's somewhat relevant, I would say, you know. I think over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we've been pretty consistent with that. Certainly Scott's had a lot to do with that. Players have had a lot to do with that. So, but that's all in the past. It didn't really mean anything this year, so we're starting all over again. See how it goes.
So with Malcolm, obviously made the great play at the end of the Super Bowl. And he actually made quite a few nice plays, I think, before that. You agree? I'm just curious, going forward, what you see, the possibility for him growth-wise, year one to year two, and whether he might be able to become a more regular participant out in the field.
Yeah, we'll see. I think year one to year two is always a potentially big step for any player, but that has to be accomplished. It's not a given. We'll see.
And given what he's shown you in practice, I mean, would it be unrealistic to think that there's a possibility that he could go from undrafted tryout guy to starting caliber guy? I mean, based on your experience, that wouldn't be that.
So let the players compete and see how the competition turns out. I can't control that. I mean, yeah, good. Steve Neal go from low undrafted, whatever that is, to starting. So, yeah. See how it goes.
Would you, with that year one, year two thing, would you have to reset Aaron Dobson because he didn't have that year one, year two offseason? Would you kind of put him in that category of year one, year
two? I mean, every guy's a little bit different. Yeah. Vereen's the type of guy that really, you know, it was kind of year three for him. Even though he got injured in the opener, but I mean, that was, you know, so possibly, yeah.
Sort of lockout there, too, right? Affected those guys in that class from not having an offseason. The Marine class, 11. Felt like that group.
Yeah, to start, yeah.
Sort of a little harder to come in.
Dominique Easley specifically, what are some things that you would be looking out of him to kind of evaluate his growth for what you can?
No, well, I mean, I think with everybody, it starts with the offseason, leads into OTAs, that builds into training camp and the regular season. So it's just a day-by-day, step-by-step process. Just kind of grind it out every day. I don't think there's any magic formula to it. No secret, hard work. Consistency. Listening to the instruction you get, working hard to improve or correct it or build on it.
James White would be a line, I would imagine, the same. James White,
second-year players.
And can Brandon Bolden fill that role in the regular offense? He was kind of a third-down back. He hasn't had a lot, but he has.
Brandon's played on all four downs, of course, at one point or another. So,
do you like what he's done in the passing game, or have we seen some promise in?
Yeah, I think he has the ability to contribute on all four downs. And he's done that. He's contributed on all four downs.
Dan, Kevin Connolly is right now, what did he mean as a locker leader and on the field office last year? And do you still envision him as being a player from college?
Yeah, it's free agency. I don't know. I think I've spoken to Dan at length.
Aside from this, what's your favorite part of the interview?
Going to start the new year. I mean, it's already started, but
almost got
it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You got me. You go to the coaches for the last
year. I'm going to miss the 1 year out.
What did you think about the Colts' proposal to add a 50 or 2 year
We made our 3 proposals, so that's really where we stand on everything. Just talk to the other teams about whatever they propose. I don't know.
It's innovative, though.
Well, there are a lot of proposals this year on replay and some version of the extra point, 2-point, whatever you want to call it. So a lot of different perspectives on that. See what the membership decides to do. I don't know. So let's go with one.
Yeah. We're getting close to the end here. Why not? The 2-point conversion, there, I don't know if it's a proposal or that's wrong, but it's maybe bring it up to the 1 yard. But that or another variation, if that came to play where you there was a better than 50-50 chance of converting, do you feel like maybe you or anybody else would be more inclined to go forward on a more regular basis?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the specific proposal, but I think those kind of conversations are, ones you talk about every week before every game. So it's not just what yard line the ball is on. It's your offense versus their defense, score situation that would obviously come into it at some point on some decisions. But all other things being equal, you got to look at the matchup. It's no different than going for it on 4th and 1 or 2-point conversion. Part of that's your offense against their defense. How you feel about that or that particular play that you're going to run. That's really probably the bigger part of it for me. Not saying the yard isn't important, but the individual decision itself is based on specific factors for that game.
Speaking of sort of like situations, the time that we've had since the Super Bowl, I'm curious how much you've revisited the end of that. Timeout, no timeout. It obviously worked out great the way it worked out, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of situations that game, including at the end of the first half. So, I always think there's things we can look at in terms of situation football. And there are a lot of things we can do better. We'll work on those and continue to try to be as efficient and productive as we can in those situations whenever they turn up.
Looking back on it, I mean, do you say, why didn't I call a timeout there? Or do you not even do that because the end result was so favorable?
No, we talked about all the situations that came up in that game. There were numerous, but again, at the end of both halves were both obviously critical situations in the game. So, yeah, we've talked about that.
Mitch McKay yesterday said that part of the influence for this proposal with the spotter stopping at the penalty, the ability to stop the hit was part of the avenue of fire in the Super Bowl. Was he screened for the Super Bowl? Was he screened or had a concussion test in the Super
Bowl? Yeah, you have to talk to the medical people about that. I don't know. I'm trying to know. I was coaching the game. Closer look at it.
The competition committee yesterday said they're almost certainly not going to vote for any proposal that does deeper than the replay. Is that disappointing to you, given 2 years or not?
Whatever the rules are, they are. I mean, whatever the membership goes with, that's what we'll play by. We played with replay, we played without replay, played with a lot of variations of replay. Kicked off from the 30, the 35, the 40, whatever it is, I can lose no sleep over it.
Also, there's a proposal to hamper the ineligible adults.
Whatever it is. It would affect, you know, it would affect a lot of other plays, spread punt formation, stuff like that. Whatever rule is, it is.
Brandon Gibson, when you guys signed, you obviously played against him when he was with the Patriots, and when he was with the Dolphins, what kind of receiver?
And the Rams. Yeah.
And the Rams. What kind of receiver? Inside, outside?
Just played both.
What impressed you by him? What drew you to him?
He's been a productive player. Like I said, you know, I had the injury 2 years ago, so we'll see.
Same thing with Tekla, the corner from the Raiders. What type of skill set, traits do you see from him?
I mean, most of his playing time has been the kicking game. He's had some more playing time this past year on defense than in other years. You know, young player.
Super Bowl here, a little different feeling than the last time you were here in Arizona for Super Bowl.
I'd say so.
Does it feel, I mean, did you have any, you know, bad thoughts about the whole area prior to winning the game?
No, not at all.
Golf is golf, right?
Didn't do much of that, but no, it's a great area, it's a great state. Great support for football, both at the professional level and the college and high school level. Arizona State, Todd's done a great job here. Coach Graham's done a great job with that program. A lot of good players come out of this area. There's a lot of love for football down here, so I respect that.
Spring training baseball?
Getting it going in baseball, you bet. Trying to get it going over there in Arizona, so, yep.
Was that nice day yesterday, I think? Maybe were you over with them or the other day?
Yeah, that's great. Arizona Dodgers, can't beat that. Dodger dog.
We saw Coach Harbaugh wearing the athletics uniform and pitch first base in the
first base, I could probably handle that. But did he take the guy's gloves after he gets a hit or his knee pad or whatever it is?
Yeah,
first base, I think I could handle that, yeah. I don't think you even wait in a second, do you?
Freeze on the line drive.
What's the first base coach do?
He just tells him freeze on the line drive. So what do you think is the future of the zone read in the NFL? Do you think it's just will remain just a tool, you know, coach's toolbox, or do you think we'll see more of it as
more? Depends on who the coaches are, I would say.
Do you think it depends at all on the skill set of the player, or do you think it's more on the
coach? It depends on the philosophy of the coach. Yeah. I mean, there was a time when there wasn't much 3-4 in this league. There was a time when there was a lot of it. There was a time when there was no run and shoot in this league. There was a time when there was a lot of it. Coaches control schemes, so coaches want to run that scheme, then I think you're going to see it. If coach wants to run another scheme, then see what that scheme is.
Is there a place in this upcoming draft that you look at as being particularly strong in the draft overall?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not finished with the process yet, so but I'm sure, as always, there'll be good opportunities in the draft. I think there always are.
Like, get the compensatory pick, the 97th, I think the highest one. So you have 9 total picks. Is that, could you like that currency? Is that a good?
Yeah, I mean, we're 5 in the top 100 or 101 or 102, whatever it is. So hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of those opportunities. It's more than we usually have at that area, so we'll see how it goes.
Tyler, I was curious about Tyler Gaffney, just from a perspective of drafted last year, obviously missed the year with injury. So what type of back is he? Is he more of a power back? Is he more of a passing
yeah,
back.
Yeah, played at Stanford, 1,600 yards or whatever it was.
Power yeah. runner or more, catch the ball well?
Yeah. Played baseball, he's a good athlete, had good hands. I don't think catching's an issue. Ran for a lot of yards. Really had 1 year of production out there because of baseball. So, we'll see.
Is that like, and probably not the right thing, but like Shane's type role, like is that?
He's 220-something pounds.
That's what I was going to say. But Brandon Bolden is similar, and he chipped in there, I guess, at times, right? A little bit, or in
yeah.
that role. So, I mean, I don't want to,
yeah.
it's not the same, but I was curious if that's even a consideration, you know, that he would fall into.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, look forward, you know, we kept him all year. You know, active, and then we put him on IR once, you know, we got to the 75 cut or whatever it was. So, yeah, and we're excited about to work with Tyler. James Morris, Cam Gordon, you know, I mean, all those guys, they kind of fell into that category. We'll see how it goes. Every day. Works hard. No question, works hard. No issue with that.
Got a chance with a number of guys. Chandler Jones, Hunter Hightower, Nate. Penn Woods were at the end of their rookie contracts. You're probably not prone to talk about business, but anything looming on the business front with any of those guys?
I think you summed it up perfectly, Tom. Couldn't have done it any better myself.
I could have done this in 45 minutes.
You're welcome to it. All yours.
This might be too early to think about it, but with the joint practices that I think have been productive for you guys, you know, the Eagles have been a team you guys have done that with, but you play in this year. And I'm curious how that, I don't know if we're too early or like if they're a season opening opponent, would that affect that? Or I know you did it with Tampa and then they were week three, but is that,
yeah.
when's too early, I guess, you know, would week one be, if that was the scenario?
I mean, I think it's a little early because we don't even have our preseason schedule. I mean, the only team I think we know we're playing is the Giants in week four, so it's obviously not going to be them. I don't even know who we play. That would be the first place to start. But, I mean, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. See how it goes. On. Do the best we can with whatever opportunities we have. Make the most out of them. I don't think that's anything to lose sleep over either.
The last thing was seeing you on the pro day circuit. And oftentimes with Mike Lombardi, just a year later, I'm curious what you feel he's contributed to the team and to you.
A lot. Yeah, Mike's done a great job. A lot of different areas. Glad we have him. He added a lot to our team this year.
So, my kids will want to know, if you're in the coach's picture, are you going to be in the Madden game? It's just that John Madden has a video game.
I have no idea. You should ask John about that. I mean, I don't know.
Because right now it's New England coach. It's been that way for years. It's not. You don't play it?
Jesus.
Do you feel like you get a lot out of these meetings?
These meetings?
Yeah.
No. I mean, there's some discussion about the rules proposals, and
I think we're good.
Nope, I'll miss that. You sure can. You don't want my score either, so you put your own score up there. Yep, no problem. take my tee time. Scratch up Bill Belichick and Ben Bolin and let it fly.
Great day.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
It.
Yep.
Excellent. Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.